So, Father Stephen, we got a pretty special question in from one of our listeners out in California. This is from Achilles Rivera. He says, "Hey, guys, really love the podcast. I have a question I'd like to ask. I'm 14, but my family doesn't take me to Mass that often. My question is, what should I do to make Sunday holy, even without being able to go to church? Should I pray the daily office? Should I study scripture more? I would consider myself pretty devout, and it really bothers me that I cannot attend service on a Sunday." So I thought you if anyone would have some thoughts on that. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm grateful. Achilles, thank you for writing to us.
Yeah, thank you
so much.
And I
really, my heart goes out to you with the situation, and I really appreciate the fact that you want to make the day holy. And there's two things I'd suggest to you, though. The first, the basic rule is that liturgical prayer is the best form of prayer. We pray together. And that means, for example, if you're prevented attend public service, you know, again, when we pray the office, it is the church's prayer. We always pray it together. Even if we were stuck and we're alone, it still is that we're praying with everybody, even if we're separately there.
Like if you were thrown in prison somewhere and you had the prayer, you could still pray with the church.
But you are praying with the church. When we pray the office, it is the church's prayer. And so all things being equal, I think, you know, that's the best way would be to, if you're prevented from attending church, would be to continue to pray with the church, the church's prayer. Mm-hmm. However, I would suggest to you one other thing, though. Typically, my experience has been with people in similar situations, is there are many Christians who are really happy to help when there come to transportation issues. I would suggest you call the church and explain your situations. Hey, I'd like to be able to go, and is there some way you could put me in touch with somebody who lives near me?
Yeah, boy, I've done that very thing, actually, for people at our church.
Yes.
I would love to pick you up.
I think we've all done that, and I think that's something you might not have thought of, and I guarantee you people would welcome that. There would be people who would be delighted to provide you with the transportation that'd be nearby. So I wouldn't put it in the place to call, instead of looking for those people, just call the church. Yeah. And explain your situation. Hey, I'd love to go. I really miss this. It's just not, I can't get a ride. Is there anyone you might suggest that might be able to help me out? I would be surprised they wouldn't find something.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Achilles. Thank you so much for writing in. For all of our other listeners as well, we take all sorts of questions. So if there are anything on your mind, please feel free to write in to wordtablepodcast@gmail.com or do what Achilles did and actually just post on our Facebook page. It works just as well, too. So thank you very much.
Thank you.